Welcome back, my friends, to The Chosen's The Blended Harmony of the Gospels. We are on day 6, part 3. Jesus is going to call some fishermen. Jesus calls 4 fishermen. As Jesus was walking along the Sea of Galilee with the crowd pressing in to hear God's word, he saw 2 brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. He saw 2 boats at the edge of the lake. The fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, which belonged to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the land. He then sat down and was teaching the crowds from the boat. When he finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." "Master," Simon replied, "we've worked hard all night long and have caught nothing. But if you say so, I'll let down the nets." When they did this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets began to tear. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. Wouldn't that have been awesome to see that in person? I love it. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, because I am a sinful man, Lord." For he and all of those with him were amazed at the catch of fish they had taken. So were James and John, Zebedee's sons, who were Simon's partners. "Don't be afraid," Jesus told Simon. "From now on, you will be catching people." Then immediately they brought the boats to land, left everything, and followed him. The other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, were in a boat with Zebedee, their father, preparing their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left their father in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Jesus confronts a demonized man. They went into Capernaum, and right away he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and began to teach. They were astonished at his teaching because he was teaching them as one who had authority and not like the scribes. In the synagogue, there was a man with an unclean demonic spirit who cried out with a loud voice, "Leave us alone. What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be silent and come out of him." And throwing him down before them and threw him into convulsions, the demon shouted with a loud voice and came out of him without hurting him at all. They were amazed and so began to ask one another, "What is this message? A new teaching with authority and power? He commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him." At once the news of him spread throughout the entire vicinity of Galilee. I bet it did. The next part talks about Jesus heals Peter's mother-in-law. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went into Simon and Andrew's house with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law was laying in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. So he went to her and took her by the hand and raised her up. The fever left her, and she began to serve them. When the sun was setting, all those who had anyone sick with various diseases brought them to him. As he laid hands on each one of them, he healed them. Also, he drove out the spirits with a word, and demons were coming out of many, shouting and saying, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Messiah. This was so that what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. "He himself took our weaknesses and carried our diseases." Jesus calling those 4 fishermen is one of my favorite stories. And, you know, he knew that they hadn't caught any fish all night. And he just said, "Go ahead, put your nets out a little further." And of course, Simon was like, "Okay, we've been doing this all night, but if you want me to, I will." And he obeyed. And look what happened. 2 boats completely full of fish. I mean, Jesus does provide for his people. And then he said to them, "Come follow me." And they left their nets and they came to follow him. And the rest is history. And I just hope that we can just do that as easy too, just to be following him. I mean, you don't have to quit your job or your family. You can just still be following him every day and doing things. And that's what he's calling us to do, to just be obedient to him and just follow him and do something for him every day. Because there's so many great ways that we can witness to other people. And that shows the love of Jesus. And then all the great stories of how he healed people. And just imagine those demons coming out of all the people. I mean, I can't imagine anything worse than being demon-possessed. That must just be a horrifying way to live. And he cared enough for people that he would heal them one by one because he just loved people and he took time for them. I just really like that. And then he healed Peter's mother-in-law. I just am so thankful for that too, that he cares for his own disciples and he cares about their families. And so he took time to heal her. So I hope you hear from these stories, my friend, that he is calling you to follow him. Each one of us can follow in whatever area we live in, whatever part of the world, whatever skill set we have. There is a job for us to do, to be going out and telling more people about Jesus. And then just remember that he takes time to heal and to listen to people too. So he wants to hear from you today too. So I hope you've enjoyed this gospel reading today. And please come back again tomorrow, because we'll move on to day number 7. See you then. You can get your own copy of A Blended Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen simply by going to thechosengifts.com. There you can find all kinds of wonderful merchandise to help build your faith this year. Be sure to check out their devotionals and their Bible studies. Have a blessed day.